If you've enjoyed The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift. For any size donation, we'll send you an autographed copy of my book, Celebrating the Saints. You can make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. You can also make a gift by check. Make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
You are not in darkness. You know now where you're headed. You're headed in Jesus and by His Spirit home. Home to the Father.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the Gospel of John.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. So last time we noted that the verses we considered might have been inserted at that point into John's Gospel, but they reflected a true incident in the life of Christ and contained valuable teaching that the church was unwilling to lose. In fact, they may indeed have been from the pen of John, maybe not originally located at that exact spot in the manuscript. If they originally were included at that point, though, you do have a bit of an odd beginning to the next section, John chapter 8, picking up at verse 12. Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. John 8, verses 12 through 20. Let us pray. Grant, we beg you, Almighty God, to us, your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course and be taught and pondered to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide to the end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Ready to dig in? Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Yet another "I am" statement, and with it a universal promise. I am the light of the world. To the hearer of the Gospel of John, this is obviously no surprising news. We heard it already in the prologue. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has neither overcome nor understood it. But also take the truth you learned in the prologue, that Jesus is the Word of God, and revisit Psalm 119, verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Not just the words of Scripture, but Jesus as the very Word of God, is our lamp, our light. In the very last book of the Bible, also from John's hands, we hear of the final heavenly home, and the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Revelation 21, verse 23. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Revelation 22, verse 5. How beautifully the church confesses in the Nicene Creed that our Lord Jesus is God of God and light of light. In him, the Father's uncreated light shines, and thus you begin to see for the first time what truly is, and you see it in the light of Christ. His universal promises, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Whoever, that means you and me, follows me here, I believe, means to live with him and through him the life of love. In his first epistle, chapter 2, John unpacks this in detail. Whoever says that he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So, the light that is in Jesus is the light of love. And when you are in that light, when you walk in the light of the love that God has given you in Christ Jesus, and that fills your life and overflows, remember, we love because he first loved us, you are not in darkness. You know now where you're headed. You're headed in Jesus and by his Spirit, home. Home to the Father. You know where you're going, and you know that everything the Father sends into your life is actually a gift of his love, both the joys and the sorrows. More on that in a couple weeks. So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going." We're right back where the discussion was in chapter 5 about John bearing witness and the Father bearing witness through the very works that Jesus himself does. They discount his witness because he is saying of himself, "I am the light of the world." But Jesus corrects them. "I may be saying this about myself. It's still true because I know where I came from. I was begotten of light, and I know where I am going. Through cross, through suffering, through resurrection, I return to the light of the glory of my Father." And he doesn't tell them that they don't know where they come from or where they're headed to, though that would be true also. Instead, he stresses that they are clueless about him. They think they know where he comes from, the son of Joseph from Galilee, as we heard in chapter 7, and they certainly do not have the first clue yet about where he's going, that he, through passion and glorification, will bring humanity back to the Father. "You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one, yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me." According to the flesh means using human reason and experience to be the judge of all things. And that does work well most of the time for what we might call things below, but it fails miserably for things above. And he is from above. "I judge no one." You need to supply the word "now." He wasn't sent this first time to be the judge. You saw that in the way he treated the woman caught in adultery. He will come as judge, and he made that clear in chapter 5, and his judgment will be true. Nevertheless, he didn't come to condemn, but to save. He clarifies, Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. There's a great axiom in the church's dogmatic literature. Opera externum indivisa sunt. That is, the external works are undivided. They're common to the Trinity. Think about it. Who created the world? The Father? Or the Son? Or the Holy Spirit? Who will judge the world? The Father? Or the Son? Or the Holy Spirit? Yes. The Son will sit on the throne of judgment and give the decree, but what he renders is not his own alone, but the common judgment of the entire Trinity. Though in this verse he speaks only of the Father and not of the Spirit, whom St. Paul will teach us searches all things, even the deep things of God. Once again, he has made himself equal to God, and they would not have missed it, not for a second. Even as they bristle, he goes on, "In your law, it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." Your law. There's a bit of a sting in that. "Let every word be confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses." "You want two witnesses?" he asks. "You have me, and you have the Father who sent me. He bears witness." I suspect he meant by that not just that the Father's voice was heard occasionally bearing record to the beloved Son, but above all, that the very actions, the signs Jesus did that no mere human being could ever do, were strong attestations from the Father that he had sent this one as his beloved Son to us. They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple. But no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. The question they ask is fascinating, isn't it? Not who is your Father, but where is your Father? Knowing the prayer he gave us, did they perhaps know it too? I suspect that they wanted him to say, "He is in heaven," but he doesn't. He instead declares that no matter what they may think, they actually do not know either him or his Father at all. Because the simple truth of the matter is that if they knew Jesus truly, then they would also know his Father also. He is the visible of the Father, as Hippolytus said so famously. This whole conversation unfolds, St. John reveals, in the temple's treasury, where the money was collected and probably where money was exchanged. He'd already spilt the tables and coins there once, you remember, back in John 2, and maybe they were a bit nervous about him being so close to the business side of the temple once again. But when he says, "You don't know me or my Father in that place," I think he's surely highlighting the truth that we learned back in John 2. The reason you don't know me is because I am the free gift of the Father's love. You cannot buy him any more than you could buy the Father's favor. What you can do is welcome him and love him. And by doing so, welcome and love the Father. These two are one. And to imagine you love the Father while despising the Son he sent is to be in the deepest of self-deception. St. John the Golden Mouth, great bishop of Antioch and Constantinople, put it very bluntly. Those who blaspheme the Son blaspheme not only him, but the one who begot him. The light that is in the Son, that's the light of love. So well does the church sing it with joy. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be. He is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending he, of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Let the heights of heaven adore him. Angel host, his praises sing. Powers, dominions, bow before him and extol your God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent. Every voice in concert ring evermore and evermore. Christ, to thee, with God the Father and the Spirit, there shall be hymn and chant and high thanksgiving and the sound of jubilee. Honor, glory, and dominion and eternal victory evermore and evermore. Till next time, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. For any size gift by the end of 2019, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Wheaton's devotional book, Celebrating the Saints. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.